You're listening to Morning Focus with John Cook. It's what people in Clare want to hear.
Now, earlier we were talking about, well, a healthy new year or different kinds of New Year's resolutions where you might be trying to plan something different for yourself. Maybe it's a new job. Maybe it's a whole new career as well. For some, it might be about getting back into the workplace as well with the new jobs that hopefully are coming on stream and will continue to do so this year. Liam Horan is from Slea Nua Careers and joins me on the line. Good morning, Liam.
Morning, John.
And a happy new year to you. And thank you for joining us today. You concentrate on helping people out. Is it with a whole change of career as opposed to just a job?
Well, we have a whole range of services, some of which is if somebody has, we'll say, an eye on a job, we can do a CV or prepare them for interview. Or, which is very common this time of the year, if people have reached the end of the road, so to speak, in their previous career, we help them arrive at a new decision of where they're going to go next. And people arrive at the end of the road for a variety of reasons. A business may have closed down that they ran, they may have lost a job, their sector may be ailing, or they may have just decided they're fed up with it. So we help them to kind of see the wood from the trees and to plan a new career for themselves. Most people get on a kind of a treadmill and don't necessarily know how to get off it and change onto a different treadmill, or a different treadmill is an unduly arduous kind of word for a good career. But people often don't know how to make the change. What do they look at in themselves? How do they find out what they're suited for? How do they then go about actually pursuing the new career? So there are lots of different stages, from kind of the philosophical part at the outset to what would I like to do, right through to at the far side of it, how am I going to do this and how do I go about it?
Is this a good time to actually change career? Because while it might be that the new year makes you think I'm going to do something different this year, there might be, you know, you might have bills to pay, you might have to stay in the job you're in. Are there jobs out there right now? Are people hiring? What do you think?
Well, I think it's, you know, there's still a huge amount of people employed in this country, and there's still a huge amount of movement in the jobs market. It's not as good as it was, but you know, by and large, I'm not sure what the exact unemployment figures are now, but they're somewhere about 15% or so. So if you flip that around, that means about 85% employed. Now, I know people will say, well, some of that's massaged figures, but there's still lots of people driving into towns like Ennis every morning to work. So there are opportunities. And what we have noticed since the downturn is that a lot of people were on career paths that they didn't necessarily enjoy, but because things were going well and, you know, it was kind of tally-ho, keep it going. They didn't necessarily reflect that much. But I've worked with quite a few people, particularly coming out of the construction sector or related sectors, who have used the downturn as a chance to say, do you know what, let's be careful what I do next. Let's be a bit more strategic this time before I jump on the next passing train. And that's important. And, you know, there's always opportunity. I remember reading one time that during times of recession, certain people do way better than they did in the time of plenty. So there are always opportunities out there. And what we work with people is to, I suppose, first of all, in an ideal world, what would they do? What are they set up to do? What are their strengths, their weaknesses? How do they like to be managed? How do they like to manage people? Do they like to meet 20 customers a day, one customer a day? Are they front of house? Are they administration-based or research-based? So once people start to learn that about themselves, and there's a variety of tools you can use, and the best of all is just asking them questions, and people will tell you. But once they decide what way they're set up, what way they'd like to go, then they can make an informed decision. And one thing we say to people all the time is, don't bring the economy or your own situation, be it your mortgage or family or whatever, don't bring that into the equation too early, because that will come in. There's no need to look for the mortgage payment every month or look for the need for a mortgage payment every month. The reality will insinuate itself into the process soon enough. Is to get people to kind of step back from that and say, look, if this country was absolutely flying now and I had my pick of jobs, what would I do? And
yeah,
it's only when you identify that you can then go towards it. But if you, it's like the Oscar Wilde line, some of us are looking at, you know, we're all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars kind of thing. So it's to get people to identify what would they really like to do, all else being equal, and work from there.
Some people stop looking at the stars, though, maybe because of the downturn or because of of the realities of the mortgage or having to just hold on to the job they had and maybe hope that things would pass. But years might have passed now and they're still in that job. Maybe it isn't the career for them. Does it get too late to change your mind and go back to the start, Liam?
No, not at all. In fact, one of the biggest successes we had was a gentleman who was 62 years of age, had worked over 40 years in a family business, which, it didn't collapse. He sold it and did okay, but he needed to keep making money. He needed to keep active. And he went on an incredible and quite quick journey, actually, to a job that he should have been doing for the last 40 years. He's absolutely cut out for what he's doing now. It's a customer service type role. So no, it's never too early to start. What I would say to people is, and probably the second week in January is a good time, or third week on, to think about this. It is a demanding process. You can't just decide to turn over the stone and it's all going to be fine, you know, in 2 weeks' time. Career change is a very demanding process, and people get disillusioned very easily. And people like us who work in this area constantly say to clients, you know, it's self-guided ultimately. You're the one who's got to decide, have I the time to go back to college? Have I the time to shadow somebody for a week? Have I the inclination to go back down off one ladder to start on a new ladder? So there's all sorts of, it is a very, very challenging area, but it can be very rewarding. And when people, you know, one of the things the last 7 or 8 years in Ireland has told us is that people are quite resilient. If you were to do a poll of your friends and colleagues and people you know, the amount of people who have changed careers in Ireland in the last 7 or 8 years is enormous. Probably the biggest era of change we've ever seen in Ireland. In many cases, it was forced upon them, which I bet you meet, or I certainly meet people who say, do you know what, the fact that I had to give up what I was doing was the best thing that ever happened to me. It forced me to look at things afresh, you know. So,
and as you said, yeah, a lot of people had been forced, obviously, to go back to the drawing board because they were out of a job. And maybe the biggest challenge of all was then the lack of them in the last while. Do you feel that 2015 might be a better year for that? Because we are hearing of new jobs and unemployment is coming down, Liam. Is it getting easier to start again?
It is. There is an improvement. I would temper it slightly by saying I suspect the improvement. We have two offices in Dublin, and the improvement is greater there than it is here in the West Coast. I'm in Mayo, you're in Clare. It's better, I would imagine. We have an office in Limerick as well. It's better in Clare than it is in Mayo, probably, because you're sandwiched between two economic giants, Galway and Limerick. But it is improving. But, you know, I suppose we would always say to people, you know, you don't need the 200,000 jobs the government is trying to create. You just need one job. So there's always movement. There's always things happening. So, you know, people, when they find what they really like doing, are really good at, things open up. But it is a demanding process, but things can open up for people. I think 2015 will be better, but I think our economic recovery, you know, it's not going to be meteoric by any means. I think it's going to be a slow enough process overall.
Well, let's hope it continues to improve in terms of job opportunities and that unemployment continues to fall. If people want to find out more about you, Liam, it's sleenuacareers.com. And thanks for joining me today. Liam Horan there, Slea Nua Careers.